Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
When is a better time to talk about how the bill is going to be paid after the first date to avoid this situation of a dude in Miami last week?
Why are you splitting the bill?
Well, I mean, it's our first date, so I thought we should maybe go half.
I can't believe you made us split the bill.
I mean, you ordered an appetizer that I didn't even touch. Why do you think that I should pay for it?
Okay, but you asked me out.
Yeah, I know, but you ordered something that I didn't.
You asked me out.
All right, I'll just take you home. All right, see ya.
Bye.
So they're having some tension, and he does what 25-year-olds do now and breaks out his camera and starts recording it. So the question really isn't, because we've had this debate many times, who's supposed to pick up the tab? Should we go halves on it? When do you have that conversation rather than assuming that because the person asked you out, they were going to pick up the bill? Because clearly, time and time again, that doesn't work.
I think it's totally fine to talk about it on the date. Like when the bill comes out, just look at the other person and say, do you want to split this? I think the only reason there's tension and there's any kind of like blow up like we've seen in this video is the entitlement that I think a lot of people have going into a date. While I fully believe in chivalry and like I totally want a man to pay for me, I think the way you respond to the splitting the bill tells me everything I need to know about your character.
I think it the first date is probably when you should have it because of, like Abby said, the entitlement today. I think personally, if you asked for the date, whether you're the man or the woman, I think you should be prepared to pay for the date. But I don't think you should ever go on a date assuming that the other person is going to pay just because they asked either. So I think you should pay if you asked, but I don't think you should ever assume that the other person is just going to pay for you.
But isn't it kind of mutual? Like if you're on a dating app, you're both looking for a date, right? Or if you're on, you know, Hinge, Bumble, whatever, and you're going back and forth and you have some chemistry, regardless of who makes the move first, like if she said yes, like that was the stipulation of being on the dating app is to find somebody to go on a date with. So for the first date, if you want to split, I think she's in the wrong.
I always just assumed I was paying. And if she insisted or she suggested it, I was like, okay, you get the next one. And then I got the second one and then probably the third one and negotiated my way out of it because that's just how I feel about it. But is there any chance that it should be discussed before you guys actually go out on the date? Could she say like, hey, I just want to let you know we're splitting this one, or say like, I don't expect to pay for this?
No, I feel like the assumption should be you're going to split the bill. And then if he picks up the tab, then that's a pleasant surprise.
I completely agree. I always offer to split the bill. And then I do that back and forth where I'm like, you're going to pay. Okay. And then he pays.
Yeah.
Okay. So Julia here has a different dating scenario. She's wondering if she should continue to ditch this guy or date this guy because she just found out the new dude used to date the boss's daughter. All right, so ditch or date this guy? What's going on with him?
Okay, so I recently met this guy while I was out with some friends, and I thought we had, you know, instant chemistry. Right before my friends and I were about to leave, he asked me out. Of course, I say yes. We went out just this past weekend, and we're supposed to go out again. I really, really like him so far. We had a great first date. There is one potentially large issue though. During the day, we were talking about our jobs and I mentioned the name of the company that I work for and he says it sounds familiar. So later that night after the date, he dropped me off at home. He texts me to say that he figured out why the company sounded familiar And he said his ex-girlfriend's mom works there. So I ask her name, and it turns out that my boss, he is the one he's talking about, is her daughter's ex-boyfriend. He is her daughter's ex-boyfriend.
I'm trying to do this minority report thing where all the scenarios are playing out in front of me. Okay, so there's definitely a tie-in to the boss here.
Yeah. So from what I recall hearing, they had a terrible breakup. So now I'm nervous that dating him will affect my job. And I'm just wondering if this is a risk I should take.
Julia, when you say a horrible breakup, like cheating, what happened there?
He didn't say about cheating. He didn't say anything about cheating on either side. So I don't think, I feel like he would have mentioned that. I don't think that's it. But it definitely was his choice. It was definitely not an amicable breakup. And I feel like just out of protection for her daughter, I'm going to assume that my boss is still pretty mad about it. And I'm just worried that if she got wind and she knew that I knew, that would put me in jeopardy at my job. And I don't know if it's worth it.
How would she get
but
wind?
On the other hand, we had such a great first date.
How would she get wind? I mean, if you think about like a typical like work environment, it's none of your boss's business, you know, who you're dating. I mean, it took us, I don't know how long before we finally figured out Mo's lady's first name. Like, we never would have known who she is.
Gotta move smart out here.
Exactly, right? So, I mean, and if you just are protective of the relationship and, you know, keep it. And I know with social media and you want to post pictures, et cetera, and I get that stuff. But if she's lurking and she brings it to you, that's inappropriate conduct from your boss at your place of employment.
And it's a first date here. I wouldn't even stress about it yet.
Yeah.
Continue to go out and worry about it later if it gets that serious. But if the first date went so great, which Abby has told us before, that's rare.
Wow.
Then go for it and see where it lands and worry about it later.
Yeah, just enjoy the fact that you had a great first date. Must be nice. And, you know, I think the only time you have to worry about it is if he ever hard launches you, which, oh, if you ever get to that point, you just need to be celebrating. And if it gets back to your boss and she makes a big stink, then we can cross that road when we get there.
Yeah, don't worry about it right now. Go live your life.
Okay.
Okay.
Go have fun.
Go have fun.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.